Schriftliche Prüfung zum mittleren Schulabschluss Berlin, Englisch, 2006.
Message 1, Movie Theatre. Thank you for calling the Pavilion Movie Theatre Information and Booking Line. Here you can find out which movies we show, when they start, and where you can book tickets. Here are the movies for the week from Friday, August the 12th to Thursday, August the 18th. Theatre 1, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, a kids' fantasy movie, 106 minutes, daily at 2, 5:15 and 8:30 p.m. Late shows on Friday and Saturday at 11:15 p.m. Theatre 2, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, a romantic action comedy, 120 minutes, 12 years and over, daily at 3, 5:30 and 8:45 p.m. Late shows on Thursday, Friday and Saturday at 11:30 p.m. Theatre 3, The Island, a science fiction movie, 127 minutes, 16 years and over, daily at 5 p.m. and 8 p.m. If you want to listen to the information again, press 2. If you want to be transferred to the booking office, press 0.
Message 2, the London Tour. Welcome to London's open top city bus tour. This is a recorded announcement. Join our circular tour on an open top double decker bus and see the wonderful sights of London, including the Tower of London, St Paul's Cathedral and Piccadilly. It will be an unforgettable experience for the whole family. Simply hop on and hop off at any of the many stops. Listen to interesting and informative comments in different languages: English, French, German, Spanish, Italian, Japanese, Danish. Tour sightseeing buses leave every 15 to 20 minutes from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m, 7 days a week. Tickets cost £16 per adult and £10 for children under 16. Children 4 years and under are free. Tickets are valid for 24 hours. You can buy them at any tourist information office. Press 1 to book now, press 2 to hear this message again, press 3 to listen to further information about the route.
A Night to Remember in Edinburgh Castle. Lords and ladies, welcome to Edinburgh Castle, one of Scotland's most ghostly castles. We will be going into the castle shortly before midnight. But first of all, let's have a good look at it from here. It has a 2,000-year history of horror, and many ghosts have been seen here. Let's go inside and see what will happen on this dark, moonlit evening. When we go in, please take one of the blankets from the basket at the entrance, as temperatures inside the castle often fall suddenly when the ghosts appear. And please make sure you have this audio tour switched on at all times. And no matter what happens, stay with the group. I'll repeat that. No matter what happens, stay with the group. We all dream about living in a castle from time to time. But between you and me, living in a castle wasn't that easy in those days. There was no central heating, for example. Only the lord and lady of the castle enjoyed the heat from an open fire. Most servants lived in a part of the castle which was really cold in winter. Now walk up the main stairs, turn left, and stand at the open door. Matilda's ghost often appears at the window shortly after midnight. Be very, very quiet and listen to Matilda talking to herself.
Oh, where's that lazy servant? Where is she? Oh, probably preparing the food for the party tonight. She should help me with this awful dress. Why do we women have to wear these terribly uncomfortable clothes? I see all the tourists running around the castle in jeans. I'd love to have a pair. Tonight my father is choosing a husband for me. I'm afraid he wants me to marry that stupid old man, Lord Rockface. Yuck! I'm so young, he could be my grandfather. And I know he's only after my father's money. Oh, I'd really prefer to marry the young, good-looking Duke of Scotland, Sean McNamara. Tonight at the party, my father is going to tell the whole court which man he has chosen as my future husband. Oh, I just hope it will be Sean. I'm excited and afraid at the same time. I must write it all down in my diary. I'm so lucky that I can read and write. Most women can't. So what's the date today? Oh, yes, the 14th of November, 1393. Tonight my life will change completely. Now walk down the corridor and up the stairs to the west wing. Look into the first room on the right and listen to what George is saying. Yeah, in a few days I will be a knight, the king's soldier. I cannot wait. I remember when I was 7, my family sent me to this castle. I learnt wrestling and how to be quick and flexible. The ladies of the castle taught me good manners. At 14, I learnt to ride a horse and fight. We played games with real weapons. The training was very hard, though. Now I have to prepare for the big day. At the age of 21, I will be Sir George, a knight at last. Before the ceremony, I must pray and fast and stay awake all night. Then the next morning, I will have a good wash and put on special clothes and a hood. At the ceremony, my lord will say, "I dub thee Sir George." After that, I'll be free to leave the castle, and my life will be full of adventures. Maybe I can save a princess or fight bravely for my king. You've heard a young lady and a young knight talking to themselves. As you know, people of the Middle Ages spoke Old English. We have translated the Old English that the ghosts speak into modern-day English so that the tourists can understand.
Sleepyhead Morning Show. Welcome to the Sleepyhead Morning Show. Our topic today is All You Wanted to Know About Sleep But Were Too Tired to Ask. My name is Joey Andrews, and I'm glad to present Dr. Kathleen Jenkins, a sleep therapist from the National Sleep Foundation.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for inviting me.
Right next to her, we have Miriam Collins, a 15-year-old student from Michigan.
Hi.
And her father, Mr. Peter Collins.
Morning.
Miriam, is there anything you would like to say to start with?
Oh, excuse me. I'm always so tired after a week of school. You see, I have to get up every morning at 5:30 because my school starts at 7:15.
Get up? I have to pull my sleepy daughter out of bed. She spends the night messaging or surfing the internet and starts her homework around 11. I don't understand why you don't go to bed on time, Miriam.
Oh, Dad, please not that again.
And on the weekend, the day is almost over by the time she gets up. Is that normal?
Yes, Mr. Collins, it is. It's all about the inner clock. You see...
But she never hears the alarm clock. As a matter of fact, we set 3 clocks to try and wake her up, but she sleeps right through them all.
Well, I'm not talking about the alarm clock. I'm talking about the inner biological clock, the clock inside. You see, this clock often programs teenagers to go to bed late. And then, of course, they have trouble getting up in the morning. You see...
Programs teenagers. She's not a robot, is she? Miriam was always a normal morning child who'd jump out of bed, ready to go.
I'm sure she was, Mr. Collins. But the problem is that children's sleeping needs often change as they get older. You see... When a child becomes a teen, the sleep hormone melatonin changes the rhythm of when a teenager feels tired. And this inner clock often programs them to go to bed late, but they still have to be up early in the morning for school. The problem is that teenagers really need about 9 hours of sleep every night. Miriam, you probably only get about 5 or 6 hours of sleep. It's really not enough.
That's what I keep telling her.
But, Dad, I just can't fall asleep before midnight. So, instead of lying awake in bed, I get my work done. But, of course, I'm really tired the next day. You know, I've even fallen asleep during the first lesson.
You what? You sleep in class? I don't believe my ears. You used to be an excellent student. You see, Dr. Jenkins, she was one of the best in her class, but all that's changed over the past 2 years. And Miriam's also become so forgetful. She forgets her keys, her books, you name it, she forgets it.
Not having enough sleep can be a problem indeed. Some teens can't concentrate in school and then end up with bad grades. You see, the kids may be in school, but their brains are at home in their beds. Not only that, some teens often get into a very bad mood or lose their self-confidence. A number of studies show that teens can become aggressive and nervous if they don't get enough sleep. Sleepy teenage drivers can also be very dangerous on the road. Moreover, not having enough sleep is bad for the memory. Like you said, Mr. Collins, Miriam forgets things.
So we have a lot of tired, moody, forgetful young people out there. What do you suggest, then, to make life easier for us all, Dr. Jenkins? As you've said before, just going to bed early isn't the answer because the clocks inside them won't let them sleep early. What's the solution, then? I'm sure our listeners out there are very interested.
Including her mother and myself.
Well, first of all, we teach young people how the inner biological clock works. They learn about the importance of not smoking or of wearing helmets, but they have never heard a word about their inner biological clock. Teenagers and their parents must take this problem more seriously. And it would be better for everyone in the family if parents understood that it is natural for a lot of teenagers to have problems getting up in the morning.
Okay, but Miriam still has to be at school early.
Well, as a matter of fact, a number of schools here in Michigan have changed their starting times from 7:15 a.m. to 8 or even 9 o'clock. This, of course, is the ideal solution. These same schools have reported that the kids are getting better marks and that the school climate has also changed dramatically for the better. In fact, one school in Washington even starts in the afternoons. At New Century High School in Washington, pupils don't worry about getting up early because school runs from 2:30 p.m. until 9 p.m.
Oh yes, it would be so cool not having to get up so early in the morning.
What else can be done to make life easier for everyone, including the teenagers themselves?
Parents must talk to their teens about finding an evening routine which will help them go to sleep. The bedroom should be dark, quiet and cool at night. And in the morning, it helps if it is bright. Turn on the lights or open the curtains as soon as the alarm goes off. And no TV before bedtime. It keeps you wide awake.
No TV? Oh no.
And another thing, don't eat a heavy meal before bedtime. Just a glass of warm milk and a cookie maybe. And no coffee, tea or Coke before going to bed. Oh yes, and also stay away from the cigarettes. They disturb your sleep.
Well, we never eat late in the evenings, and I'm happy to say that Miriam doesn't smoke either. Isn't that right, Miriam?
Of course not, you'd kill me.
A warm bath before going to bed is another good idea. Or try audiobooks. Listening to a story can be very relaxing and can help you to fall asleep. Oh, and Mr. Collins, if your daughter wants to sleep longer on the weekend, let her. Let teenagers sleep. They need it.
These tips might help the kids to fall asleep, but there is still the problem that teenagers need about 9 hours of sleep at night. What can we do about that?
Well, as I said, the schools are beginning to cooperate, and we already have great results.
Thank you very much for your help, Dr. Jenkins. Thank you for coming, Mr. Collins. And a very special thanks to Miriam, who had to get up so early on a Saturday morning to be on our show. And now for some ads from...